Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Killer Cast. All right, everybody. It is Skylar. I'm back. I know I'm like a whole week late. I had like personal bullshit going on, but we're all good now. It's life. Thanks for coming back. And I got some pretty good responses on the first episode, which, you know, to me, that means we're doing good so far. So I'm really appreciative of that, and just wanted to say thank you for coming back to listen to my bullshit. This week, I have my sister Jaden with me. Jaden, say hi.
Hey, what's up?
Jaden's nervous, which, I mean, makes sense. She's never been on a podcast before. This is only my second episode, so, you know, we're learning.
It's chill.
So, yes, today we have a live audience for Killer Cast because my sisters are all here, so, yeah, they're just listening. Only one of them's participating, though. So, today's episode is going to be more of a supernatural type deal, like paranormal type of thing, more so than a true crime case. Today we are going to be talking about the legend of the black-eyed children. Jaden, have you ever heard of the black-eyed children?
I heard you mention it the other day when you said you were like planning this episode, but like it doesn't sound familiar.
Well, let me inform you.
Oh, please do.
So the black-eyed children is a legend that I've always found really interesting, and I'm hoping that the people listening will too, and hopefully Jaden will. Searching the internet, there's definitely not a lot that is really like offered, just because it is a legend, and like, you know, with legends, you're going to have people who might be telling the truth, people who might be lying, so it's hard to tell, like, what is true and what's not.
Is this, like, a, like, in our area of the world tale, or is this, like, a, like, everybody's heard this?
Or is this
one of those weird Ohio things?
No, it's not a weird Ohio thing. It's a weird Texas thing. But, I mean, they've been supposedly cited, like, all over the world, all over the country, so, you know, I mean, I guess it's like an everywhere type of thing, but the first one supposedly was in Texas. So bear with me because there's a lot of different theories. There's a lot of different, like, I don't know how to put it, like a lot of different ways people view these things, a lot of different ideas on what they could be, what they do whenever they find you.
I mean, like, paranormal stuff is always, like, interpreted differently from different people, especially when it's, like, something that doesn't have a lot of, like, informational stuff behind it, like how you said there wasn't much on the web, like, I don't know if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot, but there's not a lot, because, like, you go through and you're trying to research something, and it's, like, you come up with a lot of results, but they don't always match up with one another because, you know, it'd be like that with the legends.
They really do.
So, anyway, I guess I'll just start with the history. So, the Black-Eyed Children, also known as the Black-Eyed Kids or the BEK, is an American urban legend that is said to have started in the 1980s or 90s. They are beings that appear in the form of a child between the ages of 6 and 16, and they're often sighted hitchhiking or will even show up at your door. They're said to not look threatening and are known to sometimes wear older period clothes, like 1800s-style clothing.
Okay, but, like, here's the thing. Have you ever, like, heard somebody mention a ghost that wasn't wearing that time period clothing?
I know.
Because, like, I was thinking about it. Imagine, like, someone seeing, like, a ghost from, like, 2005, and they're just wearing those bedazzled buckle jeans with, like, the right. ass all done up. Like, yeah. That wouldn't be as scary as, like, a little chick named Annabelle hiding in the corner, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that definitely adds to the scariness of it all, but some people say that they're not, like, they're in, like, they just look like normal kids, like, every day. But some people report them, like, dressing in, like, older period clothing. So, I don't know. I've never seen one. But the Black Eyed Children have a lot of stuff to unpack when it comes to their legend. There's lots of things reported about them, and like I said before, like, it's not always the same thing. Some people will report that they see the kids either hitchhiking or they'll approach their door and they'll say they're waiting for their parents. Some people say they'll ask for help. Some people say they won't say anything at all. So they'll just basically stare at you.
Okay, but that's low-key creepy as well.
Yeah, it is creepy. There's also different theories of what they will do to you whenever they do see you and whenever you look into their eyes. Some people say they attack you. Some people say they just leave. But then, like, some people say over the next, like, few days, weeks, months, years, whatever it may be, that, like, bad things will just start happening to you. Which is, like, a fuck no from me.
Yeah, no thanks. But, like, how would they attack people?
That I don't really
know.
Because
I'm trying to figure out, like, how a six-year-old could, like, take down a grown man.
I mean, if it's, like, not an actual kid, like, and it's, like, a ghost or something.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to picture it. I'm like, why wouldn't you just, like, punt the kid out of the way?
Well, I don't know, Jaden. Don't ruin the legend. This is fun for everyone. Except for the people that are the victims of the black-eyed kids. And it is said, I heard somewhere, that the more you know about them, the more likely they're to show up at your door, so.
Oh, thanks for informing me, then.
You're so welcome. I just like to spread the love.
Yeah.
So, since this is a legend and there isn't a ton of information on it, I thought I would just share, like, a couple stories I found, just kind of see what everybody thinks. Like, I would love for people to, like, respond and give, like, opinions of what they think, if anybody's had a story of, like, actually seeing the black-eyed kids. Like, I don't know, what do you think they are? Where do you think they came from? It's just interesting to me. So from what I can tell, the person who has the most knowledge on the black-eyed kids is a man named Brian Bethel. He's a reporter in Texas, and he had his own experience with the children, and so one of the stories I'm going to be telling is his. His story begins in either the spring or summer of 1996 when he went to go pay his internet bill and put the check in the nighttime Dropbox that they had at the location. He was near a theater and he was said to be using the light from the marquee to write his check out when two boys approached the window of his car and knocked on it. They were wearing pullover hoodies and were standing at his driver's side window. One had red hair, freckles, and pale skin, and the other, I couldn't find his hair color, but apparently it was curly, and he was more olive-complected, and they looked to be between 9 to 12 years of age. He said he rolled down the window, believing that they were going to ask him for money or something of the sort. Again, fuck no, I don't care. Like, I'm not rolling down my window for a creepy-looking kid who's asking me for money. I don't care. I will be rude. Like, it's not happening. Instead, the kids said that they wanted to see the Mortal Kombat movie, but left their money at home, so they needed a ride to their mom's house to get it. So immediately, this Brian guy, Brian Bethel, he's like, he reports that he's getting, like, overwhelmingly afraid of these kids, and he, like, can't explain why he feels that way. He just feels, like, very, very, very,
like,
scared.
Sense that comes over you when, like, the vibe's, like, almost, just not right,
and almost
just,
like, an anxiety. Yeah. And he checked the marquee in the time and saw that the last showing for Mortal Kombat had already started, so he didn't see a point in taking them back to get the money when the movie will be, like, at least halfway over by the time they get back.
Yeah, plus, like, shouldn't, like, kids know not to do that, like, ask a stranger? Yeah. So, like, whenever you come across that, you're either like, man, they're gonna try and rob me, or they're just dumb.
Yeah, but these aren't normal kids, Jaden. These are fucking terrifying, creepy kids.
I get that.
So, the kid with curly hair kept telling him that it won't take long, they're just kids, and also mentioned that they don't have a gun in the car, which I was like, I read that, and I was like, why would I even suspect that you 9 to 12 year old kids would have a gun in the car? Like, or not in the car. They weren't in the car.
That's what I was about to ask.
No, they said they don't have a gun on them. I'm just an idiot. Ignore me. They said they don't have a gun on them, yeah, and that, like, it's okay for them to get in the car.
Why would a 9-year-old feel the need to declare that?
Yeah, and even, like, even the reporter, Brian, he was like, yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop because, like, I didn't suspect them to have a gun. So why are they telling me this?
Yeah.
But, you know, that is kind of weird to say, but go off, I guess, kid. So then Bethel looks up and sees that the kids have completely black eyes, and that, like, sense of fear that he was having starts to get unbearable, like, overwhelming. And the children start to say, well, we can't come in unless you say, okay, let us in. And they're starting to, like, pressure him more and more. And the rest of the story just pretty much goes, like, Brian was pretty spooked out by this and decided to nope the fuck out of there and throw his car in reverse, Terry, and get out. He left the parking lot and he said he didn't end up seeing them again after that. And nothing really came of it.
That reminds me of, like, some, like, Vampire Diaries type shit. Like, how they have to be invited in a house. But, like that's a demon.
Yeah, I like, know. That's scary.
Some, like, a little tiny person comes up to you with some black-ass eyes. No yeah. whites. And then they're just like, I don't have a gun. Let me in the car.
Like, yeah.
And we can't come in unless you say it's okay.
That is scary. If anything ever says I can't come in unless you say it's okay, I am not letting you the fuck in my
no,
house.
What?
I'm not letting you in my car. I don't care. If you say you need my permission in, like, a weird way like that, fuck no, because you're a demon and I'm not letting you in.
Plus, how much you want to bet they didn't blink? So you have something with no white in their eyes just staring you down.
Why would you even say that? Ew, bitch, that's so nasty. I don't want to think about that. No blinking. Ew, that makes it even worse.
You know it's likely, though.
Yeah.
You can't tell me those bitches blink.
I mean, probably not. Ew, I hate that. I hate it so much. Anyway, so let's move on to the next far more terrifying story.
Oh. Lovely.
It's great. So the next story is about an elderly couple from Vermont. You know, good old Vermont.
Good old Vermont.
I found an article about this one on TBS News. So all the information I'm getting for this one is going to be from that source.
Why, when you said TBS, I was just like, oh, the place that has Elmo, but that's PBS.
Anyway. So apparently someone came to this elderly couple's door in Vermont and knocked 3 times. They opened it to find a young boy and a young girl. The children said, "Parents will be here soon. May we come in?" They end up finally reluctantly letting the kids in, and the wife goes to make some hot cocoa. The husband starts asking them questions, but they will not answer a single thing he's telling them. Which, at that point, that's where I would really be like, yeah, you need to leave. Like, weird little kids that aren't talking to me. But I guess, like, I know, that would be so conflicting if somebody's like, oh, like, you just see these 2 little kids and they're like, oh, we don't have our parents. Like, damn, that's really how they get you.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's
well,
why
yeah.
they make themselves look like kids.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying, like,
people have a soft spot for kids.
Yeah. Damn. That's fucked up. So, they don't answer any of the husband's questions, and when the wife came back, she noticed that her cat was acting afraid and angry of the children. Like, hissing, growling, not having any bits of it.
I thought you were gonna say that the cat was dead.
Not yet.
What?
Mm-hmm. 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 So the wife looks at them and she's like wondering what's wrong. Like, why is the cat going crazy? And then they ask if they can use the restroom. So the wife looks down at them and she's like, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go to the bathroom. And then she locks eyes with one of them and she sees the black eyes. And so she turns around because she's like not really believing what she just saw. And she looks at her husband like to ask him, like, did you see their eyes? And he is profusely bleeding from his nose. Yeah, he saw the eyes too. Then the power goes out and the wife walks towards the bathroom because she's like trying to check on the kids, make sure they're okay. The power went out and she hears their voices say, our parents are here. So the kids just quickly decide, we're just going to walk out of the bathroom, walk past these old people that we just, like, walked into their house, and we're going to walk straight out the front door, leave it wide open, and whenever the old woman, like, came over to the door to see, like, where they were going, she said all she saw was two men standing at the end of the driveway, and the kids just got in a car with him. And she tried to wave at them. They didn't wave back or anything. And the couple didn't see them again. So, yeah, that's
his
creepy.
His nose was profusely bleeding.
Oh, yes. But wait, Jaden. There's more.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great. So, over the next couple weeks and months, things started to get kind of crazy. So, the husband continued to get frequent nosebleeds. And three of the family cats went missing, and one was found dead in a puddle of its own blood.
Yikes.
Yeah. So, also a big nope from me, because that's terrifying.
Yeah, that's like a, you done messed up.
And a personal attack. Like, that is just a personal attack on them.
They're like, yeah, the nosebleeds weren't enough. Let me just kill your
cat. Oh, but the nosebleeds weren't enough, Jaden, because guess what?
He died.
Not yet. But he goes to the hospital because of the nosebleeds. And they're like, oh, sir, you have aggressive skin cancer. Yeah. So all this happened, like, right after those kids left their house.
And there weren't any, like, signs of, like, the cancer or anything beforehand?
No. No. Not until he started getting the nosebleeds, and didn't happen until the kids showed up.
Coincidence?
I think not. So, that's the end of that story. I feel like that one was, like, pretty scary. Just because, like, just think about that. Think about being in that situation. You're just trying to sit back, live your old retired life with your husband, Norm. And, like, yes, I feel like that would be his name. And you're just trying to live your life and just be free and be old together and do old people shit. And all of a sudden, these two kids just come in, as they do, and just fuck everything up and give Norm aggressive skin cancer.
I feel like it'd be a Walter, not a Norm.
Well, the name is irrelevant, but the point is, just imagine, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and just trying to be, like, a good person for some
kids.
Yeah,
and it, just, like...
And then everything in your life just starts going downhill from that moment forward.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, it doesn't seem like they really have, like, a specific target. Like, they don't go, like, just after old people, just after young people or whatever. Like, they just go after you. So no one is safe. No one is safe with the black-eyed children. But... regardless of what goes on in these stories, the black-eyed kids are considered a well-known legend, and people often wonder what the children are. Some think that they're alien life forms, and that they're, like, sent here to, like, gain knowledge on us, and they're just, I don't know, studying us or something. Some people think they're dark spirits, like demons, things like that. Some people think they're just ghosts, and I'm guessing the people that think they're, like, just ghosts with no, like, intent to harm are probably the people who just see them and then they go away.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would definitely lean more towards the dark spirit,
yeah,
personally, just because, like, they're saying, like, oh, you have to invite us in the car, and, like, I don't know, it just seems kind of fishy.
Yeah, like, that definitely makes sense, especially for, like, the black eyes as well, too, because aren't, like, darker spirits known to have, like, no eyes to them?
I mean, like, I would say so.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you see, like, shows on TV and stuff that have demons, they all have,
like,
black,
like,
eyes.
Supernatural.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd figure, like, probably. That's what I would say. But, yeah, I don't know about you, but if one of those little kids showed up at my door, I would shit my pants immediately.
That's a,
like, I would be done for. I'd be running.
I feel like that's a slam the door, lock down the house.
That's a slam the door, leave the country. I don't know about you. I'm not locking my house. I'm sure they could figure out a way to get in.
They can't come in without permission. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, but it's a legend. I don't know that for certain.
Oh.
Maybe they're just polite.
Yeah, because I'm sure a demon would be so polite as to ask permission if he didn't have to.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that it's a no from me, dog. So, yeah, I don't know how to feel about it, but that's really all I have on the Black-Eyed Children. I know that the legends all started in Texas, and most everything I found was just about Brian Bethel, and I hope that I'm saying his name right, but...
It seems like a very, like, simple name. I'm sure you are.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I really have on them. I know it's kind of like a short episode, but I just had to talk about these. Like, they're scary. And I honestly, like, I couldn't find much information online about them. And I'm honestly hoping that somebody will know more than me and hit me up and be like, hey, here's a bunch of information on the Black-Eyed Kids, because...
I'm, like, genuinely curious about them now, but you said, like, the more you know, the more likely they are to,
show up.
So part of me
it's
is,
a
like...
a little bittersweet. Like, you want to do research, but at the same time, you're like, I don't really want to die either.
It's like, yeah, I'm not really feeling skin cancer today. Maybe, like, next week I'll do some research.
Yeah, like, I don't... It's going to have to be a no for me. But anyway, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks, Jaden, for... coming on the podcast. That was exciting to have a guest. I feel like it brought like a whole new kind of dynamic to it, and like it was fun to be able to like talk to somebody else about like what the topic is and actually be able to have a conversation, like,
yeah,
especially from somebody who hadn't done research, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't like really know the topic until I was over here a couple days ago and you just mentioned it to me, and I was planning to look into it and just didn't.
Yeah, so I mean,
you know, I enjoyed myself. I'd like to come back sometime.
Well, we welcome you back with open arms, and I think I want to start having guests on the podcast. I think that I want to start doing this more. I think it'll be a good dynamic to have.
Hell,
but
yeah.
Anyway, that is it for the Black-Eyed Kids. And if you like the podcast, please be sure to leave a big fat 5-star review. Say something nice about me. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KillerCastPod, Instagram at KillerCastPodcast, and TikTok at KillerCastPodcast. I haven't posted anything on TikTok yet, but...
we should have made I'm like a behind to. The scenes for this.
We should have, but, you know, TikTok... I'm gonna do it, but I just have to find a day that I'm, like, really ready to do, like, my hair and my makeup and everything like that and not look like I just crawled out of the sewer recently attacked by it. Like,
it's 1 a.m. I'm not looking too hot right now.
Yeah. So, we'll have to... Maybe for next week's episode. So, next week is gonna be another true crime episode. Make sure you guys tune in for that. I'll be dropping hints on social media as to what it'll be. And yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, please send them my way. I love to hear suggestions. I've already had a couple people suggest things to me, so thank you to those people who reached out and said that they wanted a specific case to be told. That was really cool. So, all right. Well, I will see you guys next week. Bye.